Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Christopher Rure, and today I have got the pleasure to talk to Mr. Phineas Taylor Barnum, the patron of the famous New York Street Broadway. Today, Broadway is not simply a street, it's a kind of feeling. But Mr. Barnum, what was your first impression when you saw Broadway for your first time?
Okay, hello everybody. For your question, as a child, I imagined it as a paradise. The place I wanted to spend time and where everything was perfect, I imagined it to be perfect. I imagined it to be a perfect land, but it wasn't. It was a vast, worthless piece of swamp with one street going through it, with houses left and houses right.
But then, after you moved to New York City, what was that thing about Broadway that captured you so much?
It was the feeling of this boulevard with all its cafes, hotels, theaters, and I had the feeling to make it possible to make more out of this avenue, and that was then my goal.
And in what way did you want to achieve this?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. At first, I wasn't sure. But the Curiosity Museum seemed to me to be the best option. It was so different from other Curiosity Museums in New York City. It was just different. It had a better flair, it had other things, it could give you more, and my main aim was simply so that the people could feel fun, could have fun without being guilty, without feeling guilty. Unlike the obsolete idea of having fun at that time.
Now you mentioned that there was something different about your museum that made it different from all the other curiosity museums at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But what was that thing that made it so special?
Okay, it wasn't just a curiosity museum, it was the curiosity museum. And it didn't have those standard jokes and the dust-covered objects and whatever you can see in those things. And it was just a special place. It was a vivid place with so many things many people had never seen before. I mean, what do you think how many people knew what a ventriloquist was or how pantomime worked in perfection? I mean, I can tell you, no one did. And in fact, it was this thing that decided about life and death. No. It was just a distraction from the staid everyday life of the people.
And now I heard when I did my research something about a woman called Joyce Heth.
Mm-hmm.
What was the role of Joyce Heth in your life or in your life work?
She was really great. Her impact was really huge, and she was the wellspring of my inspiration, and she was that person that made me realize all my dreams, that gave me the power, that gave me the energy to realize all my dreams. And her death really, really shocked me. I mean, I was sure that it would come sometime. In reality, she was only in her 80s. But, sorry, back to the topic. I'm not sure whether I would have been able to achieve everything I did without her. So, she really had a great impact on what I did and how I realized my dreams.
So, your Curiosity Museum started that development on the Broadway that it should become what it is today.
Mm-hmm.
And how would you comment on the further development of the Broadway, like in the last 50 years, for example? How would you say, was it the goal that you wanted? Is Broadway now this what you wanted Broadway to be, or is there something you would change?
I mean, to say that it was just perfect, it's beyond everything I have ever expected. I mean, I'm one of those people who can say I did everything I wanted to do. I'm one of those few people who can really say, I realized and I achieved those things I wanted to do. And as unfinished as New York may appear, but one street is simply perfect. It's my beloved Broadway.
Thank you, Mr. Barn, for that inspiring interview.
You're welcome.
And I hope we have the pleasure to again talk at some time again.
Sure.